Welcome back to the Paul Revere Show, Devil Radio, The Shaw. Monday night, 7 p.m., 5:40 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. Call in 844-967-2789. We're here talking to Kristen Hansen of Blue Sky Waukesha, and we're going to be talking about our children, our children's education, the future of not only Waukesha, not only Wisconsin, our country. And so, how did Blue Sky Waukesha get involved in these issues involving our children?
We were always going to be involved in the school board race, just trying to vet candidates and figure out who we wanted to recommend that our members vote for. But this came to my attention, honestly, through Twitter. I saw a post from a teacher who said, I was told to rip all of the inclusive and signs that welcome diverse students down. And we're all heartbroken. And I've had these signs up for 10 years. And I can't believe this is happening because this has never been an issue in Waukesha before. And I thought, what are you talking about? And she posted some pictures of rainbows that they had to take down and signs that say, we welcome all, no longer okay.
So when did they take down the rainbows in Waukesha?
I think it was October.
So October of
the rainbows died in October of 2021.
Well, I don't know if they're dead. They just can't be seen right now. But I think this is really, really important for us as a culture and as a people. When you say they were told to take down the rainbows,
yeah,
what was the directive? Where did it come from?
It was an email, I believe, from the superintendent to the individual principals that said anything that he considered to be political or controversial had to be taken down. And then he listed Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, anything with a rainbow, anything that talked about safe spaces, anything that talked about LGBT issues, anything that talks about diversity and race, all of that had to come down. Because they can't, and this is me editorializing, but they can't seem to figure out what is okay and what is not. They see controversy and politics in everything. And when you tell a child that their existence is political and controversial, you can imagine the damage that does. There was the television stations became interested in this, and there was a woman who was on one of the stations at a school board meeting saying that she felt that these gay kids should leave their sexual orientation at home when they come to school. That is a ridiculous statement to make.
So let's sort of back up and break this down a little bit. And I want to say that, right? I mean, I'm hoping everybody could hear that police officer cruise by, but we're all safe. But let's talk about our children. This was an email from the superintendent. This is Dr. James Siebert.
Correct.
Right? So how long has Dr. Siebert been with the Waukesha School
District? Year and a half, maybe?
So
okay, not even. Not even 2 years.
Like almost 2 years. Do you have a sense, does Blue Sky Waukesha have a sense why Dr. Siebert issued this edict to take down items that looks like an attack on gender, on sexual preference, on race? Where do you think that came from?
This is my speculation, but I will say I don't think it's a coincidence that the makeup of the board changed in April and those folks took over in the summer. And by the fall, we were losing signs that celebrate diversity.
Okay,
there's a couple of new board members.
So let's back up. Yeah. A lot of people don't know about the local politics.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm really talking about this, because this is not just a Waukesha issue.
No,
right?
No, not
this
at all.
This is an issue Baraboo wrestled with it, Burlington wrestled
Mequon.
With it, Mequon wrestled with it. And, well, as a people we are, right? And especially as white folks, we're trying to figure out what's going on. So what happened in April of last year
We had
the shift.
The shift is a couple of very radical right board members got elected, and suddenly, I feel like, first of all, let me say this: we have an excellent school system in Waukesha. There's a reason why school choice hasn't taken hold much here, and it's because our public schools are fantastic. And we were very proud of that. They rank consistently at the top of the state schools, kind of like we were cruising and everything was fine. And then somebody came in and decided to fix something that wasn't broken. And for whatever reason, and I am not seeing those people's hearts, but they seem to think that giving, that empowering students who are in the LGBTQ community, who are students of color, who are different in any way, that somehow lifting them up and empowering them is a problem. And I cannot understand that, and neither can the parents who have now organized themselves because they don't want to see this blow up anymore. They're like, we need to tamp this down before it starts really injuring students' mental health more than it even already has. We did not, you know, right when we were getting to a point where Waukesha was feeling like a really inclusive, welcoming community, it's like all of a sudden there are these people, and they're getting marching orders from somewhere, who decided, no, they need to change gears. The students need to be taught in beige boxes with no posters and no signage and nothing that might point out that there are differences that need to be celebrated rather than ignored.
So you talked about parents organizing. What is the Alliance for Education in Waukesha?
I'll comment on that. I'm a member of that group, and part of the founding of that group, my name is Dave Dringenberg, and I'm a resident,
a parent here in Waukesha, and we have just kind of organized as like-minded parents over social media, and we try to do our best to represent safe and healthy and inclusive learning environments, and that's for equity, that's for well-fed students. We're just trying to speak on behalf of a group of parents that maybe haven't had a voice before now.
So let's just back up, right? So, Dave, you're a parent.
Yes, sir.
How many kids?
I have two here in the district.
Can I ask what ages?
They're both in elementary school.
Okay. So how did you find out about this edict or change? How did you become woke, put it that way? I know they don't, I use that sarcastically, right? Usually that's a term used to attack folks that are saying, like, you know, like, how do we be more open and inclusive? And all of a sudden, see, this is really surprising, right? I'm from Milwaukee, and I'm here talking to you folks, and I'm reading that folks that say that they've been for free speech all of a sudden tearing down signs for kids. And all of a sudden it's like, who are the real censors here? So as a father, how'd you find out?
Because my kids are elementary age, that hasn't been maybe as significant at the elementary school level, but it's at the high school. And we know a lot of high school parents, and we hear these stories of signs being taken down, pride flags being taken down. And I think as a group of parents that have kind of come together, it's like, how can we use our voice to amplify these group of parents or these students that maybe don't feel like they have a voice by themselves? And that's what I think the Alliance is about. You know, we're grassroots. We have no budget. We have no real power other than as parents united together. And that was one of our unifying issues is equity, and as well as the well-fed kids in the district. There's so many things that have kind of brought us together, and I think maybe emboldened us as parents to be able to speak up and speak out, because we know we're not alone. And it's nice to have Laura next to me and Melissa next to her, other parents in the district who feel the same way I do. And it's nice to know I'm not alone.
We will we've got about a minute left here. And then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Melissa and Laura some more. But what steps have parents taken? And, you know, you call yourselves the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. What does that look like organizationally?
Basically, we're not a formally organized anything with the government. We're just a group of parents that have a website, a social media page, and a voice. And the district is hearing us.
All right. Do you know your web page?
I know if somebody wants to look for it, I'm
trying to get this in here before we go to break.
Alliance Waukesha. Just Google that. It'll come right up.
Alliance Waukesha. So anybody out there listening, Google it over the break. And then come back and call us with your questions, 844-967-2789. We're going to talk more about our kids in the future and hope and bring back the rainbows.